Good to see everyone this morning. Along with James, I'd like to welcome you. Welcome our visitors who've come our way. We always appreciate visitors as an encouragement to us. The worship up at Savona at, I think Savona Avenue or wherever that is in Port St. Lucie. And we've been friends with Mike and Judy ever since Florida College days. And just saw them recently at the reunion, the senior reunion up in Tampa a while back. And so it's always good to see them, and it's good to have you here with us this morning. There's a cartoon which depicts a family driving out of a church parking lot. A small boy is pictured hanging out the window. He shouts, "Goodbye, God, we'll see you next Sunday." Sadly, this attitude is not exclusive territory to a child. Many adults have it too. Many view Christianity as a one-day-per-week involvement, or maybe 2 days per week. Many see it as a seasonal thing. Many people in the world, I should say, in the maybe denominational world or in some other religions, see it as a seasonal thing. I always mentioned when we first moved to Florida, there was a couple living next to us. One Sunday morning, they were walking dressed nicely. And I thought, where are they going? And I said, where are you headed? He said, we're going to church. They went twice a year to their denomination. And I said, what? And I thought about it. And I thought, wait a minute, this is a season. This is a denominational holiday today that I hadn't even thought about. But that's not an uncommon thing. But the Bible teaches that Christianity, those who are followers of Jesus Christ, who are Christians, that Christianity is a total way of life. Now, every 4 years, it's always interesting for Teresa and me to watch the Olympics. There are some things, some of those events not interested in, but I like track and field, and we do watch the gymnastics and the swimming and a few of the events, not all of them, but a few of the events. And there's one thing about all of these athletes that make it special. Why are they there? Why are there certain swimmers who make it to the Olympics when the vast majority of swimmers coming through all the ranks and all that, they don't make it to the Olympics? Why is it some people are good gymnasts? I know our daughter, when she was 5 years old, 6 years old, around that time, we took her to gymnastics classes. And she would be the first to admit that the Olympics were not on the horizon down the road. She enjoyed the time, though, and our granddaughters are going to gymnastic classes. But what makes a difference, though, between those girls and boys who take gymnastics and those who go on? Many of them, it's one thing. They practice daily. They practice daily. I want to talk about 10 points this morning that I give a brother credit for writing in an article that I read recently about taking up our cross daily, about what we need to do every day in serving the Lord. Remember, the little boy said, "Goodbye, God, I'll see you next Sunday." Well, I'm going to talk about just 10 things, very simple lesson this morning, 10 things we need to think about daily. Number one, let's turn to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and in verse 24. Matthew chapter 16, and in verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." You know, when you think about that, that's a daily thing. Taking up the cross and following him. That's number one. We need to take up the cross of Christ daily. as Jesus said in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 22, that you take up your cross and follow me. What does that mean? In Romans, the 6th chapter, and in verse 11, it said, dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God. You know, there's a moment-by-moment living for Jesus Christ. There's a moment-by-moment living unto God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and in verse 31, that he said, I die daily. I die daily. He was daily exposed to death for Christ's sake, but he had to die to sin daily. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 36, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We must expose ourselves to daily death in the sense of putting to death sin that comes into our life on a daily basis. Let me tell you something as we often talk about. Pardon me. As we often talk about. There is so much exposure to sin now. It comes at us from all avenues. You could drive down a highway and see a nice sign on the side of the road. Now, some of the signs are even offensive. It used to be, you know, and again, I always talk about the old days, but growing up, television was a very family affair, wasn't it? I mean, we had two channels in Dayton. That just shows how old I am. We had two channels, and we used to watch very simple, family-friendly shows. Boy, those days are gone. Those days are gone. Now, you need to be careful, though, what you watch. Obviously so. That doesn't mean because it's there that you say, well, I've got to watch that. So on and so forth. So we need to die daily to sin. Jesus said again in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 24, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Number two, we must praise God daily. You know, the psalmist said in 72:15, daily shall he be praised. Now, what does that take? That takes some thought and pre-planning. We need to think about the fact that we need to take the time and think about the fact that daily we need to praise God. I appreciate so much the prayer that Jeff led just a few minutes ago. And you think about, and I hadn't thought about this recently, quite frankly, about having the air that we breathe. And when you take a look at the universe, and you take a look about how everything is so in order, and about how that we live in this, and everything that's structured in the universe is to keep us alive. As long as we are alive, someday we know what's going to happen. Pardon me. But we thank the Lord daily for the blessings that we have. We praise Him daily. We thank Him daily. We thank Him daily for our families. We thank Him for the food that we eat, for food, clothing, and shelters, we often say. Why do we praise God? Because He's worthy of praise. Because of the benefits. Blessed be the Lord who daily gives us benefits. Psalm 68:19. Paul said in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Number three. If I were to go around the room and don't answer, and say, what would be another obvious thing that we need to do every day? I think one of the first things that would come into people's minds is studying daily. Studying daily. We need to have the attitude of the Bereans in Acts 17 chapter. Said they searched the scriptures twice a week. No. They searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. They realized the awesome importance of study. Turn to Psalm 1 and 1 and 2. One of the most famous passages in the book of Psalms. In Psalm number 1 and in 1 and 2, it said, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Do we delight in God's word? You know, we delight in certain things in the world. Somebody said, if I were to ask me, "Steve, what do you delight in?" Well, I delight in certain physical things. I really like pizza. I just have to say I delight in pizza. Probably too much. There are certain physical things that we delight in. But we're talking about spiritual matters. We're talking about being delight in the law of the Lord, as the psalmist said. In Psalm 119:97, he said, "Oh, how I love your law." Here's what it says. "It is my meditation day and night." It's my meditation day and night. When we go to bed at night, do we maybe close out that with a prayer, of course, and think about some scripture, some meditation on the Word of God that can help us and keep our minds focused? Do we study the scriptures daily? If I were to ask you again, number 4, what's another thing that we need to do daily? Well, it'd be obvious. We pray daily, don't we? We pray daily. We should want to talk with our Heavenly Father. We love Him, and He loves us. We have so many needs, don't we? We have so many needs. Pardon me. This corner is really warm for a period of time. Pardon me for this. We have so many needs. The psalmist said in Psalm 86:3, "I cry unto thee daily." In 88:9, "I have called daily upon thee." Paul said, in one of the most famous passages, everybody could quote this, in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 17, Paul said, he had the same idea, "We pray without ceasing." In other words, the attitude of prayer is always at the forefront of our minds. Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 18, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication." Number 5, as we move along. Everybody needs to be able to teach. You know, there are so many avenues of teaching, of being able to teach now. I did start it on time. This lesson is being recorded. It'll be posted this afternoon if it's of help or benefit to someone else. Then, you know, it could be passed along or whatever. There are so many avenues right now. Every Christian should be able to teach daily. How so? I'm going to give you an example. As you know, for a period of time, we're living up in Boynton Beach, and we see our, although they're out of town for the weekend, we see the grandkids, the granddaughters, every day for a while. And I mentioned that one of our granddaughters said the other day, said, Grampy, we're Grampy and Grammy. And I said, Grampy, she said, just out of the clear blue. I hadn't been talking with her about it at that moment. She said, you go to church on Sunday and Wednesday? I said, yeah, honey, we do. She said, what's today? I said, it's Wednesday. She said, why aren't you going to church? And I thought about that. I thought, you know, here's a little teaching opportunity. Sometimes they pop up. It could be somebody in your neighborhood. It could be somebody that you're talking to online. It could be a family member. So on and so forth. In Acts, the 5th chapter, in verse 42, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. There's 8 points that somebody pointed out from that verse. Daily evangelism, or 7 points. House-to-house evangelism, and in every house, they, every Christian, they, teaching. They didn't stop teaching. They were able to teach and preach, and it was centered, and the evangelism was centered on Jesus Christ. And in Acts 2:46, daily with one accord in the temple, there were daily results. And this is still possible today if we teach daily. Somebody says, well, I can't get out and teach. Well, you know, you have people maybe within a family, people that you are online with, or so on and so forth. There can be an opportunity to teach daily and spread the good news about Jesus Christ. Number 6, as we move along. It says in Acts, the 2nd chapter, and in verse 46, they were daily with one accord in the temple. Now, I realize we don't meet here at this meeting place every day. That wouldn't be possible for many of us. But the fact of the matter is, though, we can fellowship daily. How so? We can exhort, encourage one another. Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, verse 13. Christians want to be together. We need to spend more time together when possible. When possible. I understand everybody has daily lives as far as work, family issues that come along. But when we have an opportunity to get together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, what is that? That's an exhortation. It's an encouragement. And in essence, fellowshipping daily when possible. Christians want to be together, should want to be together. And then number 7, along that same line, we exhort, we encourage one another. The writer in Hebrews 3:13 said, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. You know, I mentioned this lady before. She's been gone for many years now. And Jan, I'm going to talk about your mom for just a minute. That's okay. And I tell you why. Back in the day of some very early lessons, I remember Jan's mom used to come out and used to say, oh, Brother Steve, thank you. I really needed that lesson. And I'm thinking in my mind, one of the most godly women I've ever known in my life. But you know, and I got to tell you something. When you're a preacher or a teacher, and that's an encouragement. Feel like, well, you know, sometimes you leave and if you're a teacher or a preacher and you go, I don't know how I did today. You just do the best you can. I understand that. But she was always so encouraging. Oh, I sure needed that. Thank you, Brother Steve. Oh, that was, you know, and I would felt, wow, kind of lifted me up. Lifted me up. And that's very helpful. It's very encouraging. Why? Because there are some discouraging things in this world. There are some discouraging things in this world. One of the most famous passages, so to speak, is in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and in verse, as you know, in Hebrews 10th chapter, and in verses 24 and 25. He said, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. What do we know about getting together? It's an encouragement. We need positive encouragement. We need that because there are so many discouraging things that happen out in the world. What else? Whatever the next number is. We must reason daily. You know, Paul said, Paul disputed in Acts 17:17, in the synagogue with the Jews and with devout persons and in the market daily. In Acts 19:19, he reasoned daily in the school of Tyrannus. We must defend the faith. And this comes from a desire to save others. We need to care about the Lord's body daily. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 27. Paul talked about the burdens he was suffering there. If you begin in reading in verse 23, he said, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A day and a night I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea. Notice, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Now that's a big plate of things that he went through there. But notice what he said. Besides the other things which comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. He was going through so much physically, yet he was concerned about his brothers and sisters at the different places among the Lord's body. We need to care for the Lord's body. We need to care for one another. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, in Ephesians chapter 4, and in verses 1 through 7, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech I got the right verse. Ephesians 4, 1 through 7. Beseech you worthy of the calling for which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. Members must care for one another. Care for one another. Folks, we are all in this world together. But the world, as time goes on, is really becoming more discouraging. You know, there's a phrase in the Bible where somebody said that, you know, the people that are doing good, people say it's bad, and you know, the vice versa. That's the world we live in. That doesn't mean that we can drive over to each person's house every day and encourage them, and because we care about them. But we, you know, we have so many methods of communication now. We have so many ways of encouraging each other. Why? Because we care about the Lord's body daily. Daily. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and in verses 32 and 33, he tells us there to live one day at a time. One day at a time. There's no other way. When you get up in the morning, you thank the Lord for another day. Praise him daily. Study daily. So all these different things we talked about. But what do we know? That we have that one day. Maybe we don't have the whole day. But we get up in the morning and we know we have that day. Now you think back about the Olympic champions. The swimmers. The track and field and all that. They don't go, you know, I'm just going to take a couple weeks off. I don't need to exercise much anymore. No, what do? They practice daily because they have a goal. They want to be in the Olympics. They want to get a gold medal or silver or bronze or whatever. Or maybe some of them realize they're just going to be in the Olympics. Probably not get a medal of any kind, but they work toward that goal. Well, that's a physical thing. What are we working towards? We're working towards a home in heaven. We're looking forward to, as Christians, the judgment day. So we work daily. Daily. Because Jesus said what we have is today. We take up our cross daily. We praise God daily. We study daily, we pray daily, we teach daily when we have an opportunity. We encourage, exhort each other daily. We can reason daily with someone else about the Bible. We can care about, we must care about the church daily. And we must live one day at a time, daily. Daily. Turn to the invitation song that Brother James has selected. One forty-three. Just some points this morning to think about our daily living. Now here's another point about that. Some guy could get up here and say all these things, and you know what? Yes, and I don't know how many people are here, maybe 15, 20 people, and they, you can all say, well, are you doing that daily? Oh, I need to think about those things every day too. We all do, because we all have a goal in mind, and that is an eternal reward in heaven. with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and again, eternal. If there's anybody subject to the Lord's invitation today, we sing to encourage. If there's anybody subject, won't you come as we stand and sing the invitation song? Won't you come?